you'll be taking your Bibles and turning with me to the prophet Isaiah. We'll begin our study there, Isaiah 49. Good to look out and see this goodly number this morning, to have some visiting with us. We want you to know we consider you to be an honored guest. We encourage you to open your Bible and study with us from the pages of divine revelation. If you find I've taught something wrong, I stand to be corrected. If you think I've stated something in a way that's unbecoming of a Christian, I stand to be corrected. But if you find truth to be taught, our prayer this morning is that you would respond to a loving God. And if you've never been baptized upon your faith in Jesus Christ, all things have been made ready this morning where you can put Christ on in baptism, have every sin removed by the blood of the Lamb, and be added to the family of God. Or if you need to be restored to God, our prayer is this morning you'd make your way to the front so that we can pray with and for you. In Isaiah 49, that Brother Connor read just a moment ago, look again at verse 15 to get the thought in our mind freshly. Notice in 49:15 of Isaiah, the Bible says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you." Then if you take your Bible, turn to the book of Isaiah and the 66th chapter. And when you come to Isaiah chapter 66, as the prophet concludes this book, notice beginning at verse 11, "That you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom, that you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream, that you shall feed on her sides, and you shall be carried and dandled on her knees. And as one whose mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Now this morning we recognize it's Mother's Day, and the Bible says, "Give honor to whom honor's due." But we also must realize today is the Lord's Day. And the Lord always comes first, and we want to make remembrance of Him as well. So this morning in our study, as we look from the book of Isaiah, you'll find that the prophet of God is challenging the people about their treatment. They have been treating God with great disdain and not heeding His word. And God, through the prophet Isaiah, is going to the people and saying, "Do you not see the love of God?" He is going to Judah and telling the people of Judah, God has displayed His love, God has shown His love, and yet you refuse His love. You go out and you do contrary to what God has instructed. You have revolted against God, and because of your sin, there's a separation. If you have the prophecy open in Isaiah, go to chapter 59 and you'll find in verse 2 that Isaiah says, "Your sins and your iniquities have separated you from your God." And His desire is that you come back to Him. And every time He tries to get a picture in their mind, He says, "You think your mother's love is great." He said, "I want you to understand God loves you more." And so for this morning, for a few moments of our time, I want to talk about no one loves you more than God. The first thing I want us to do is look at a mother's love and notice that the Bible has several things to say about how great a mother's love is. Notice in your Bible, in Isaiah 66, that the condition of the people is sad, and yet God continues to call them. And God shows them patience. And you know, my friend, that's revealed in a mother's love. You know, when you look at a mother who's truly a godly mother, she'll be a mother that is trying to train up her child in the way that he should go. A true mother is one who is looking out for the child's best interest. And this morning, my heart's desire is that you had a good mother, or that you still have a good mother. And if your mother was not one who treated you right, I feel sorry for you, and I want you to know that I apologize that you weren't raised in the way that you are. And there are many people today in this world whose mother has been neglected them and mistreated them. And it's interesting that when he says in Isaiah 49, "Would a mother forget her nursing child?" He said, "Some have forgotten. Though the child may cry through the discomfort of the old mother, she still does not feed the child who's nursing." And God says, a mother may forget you, but I want you to understand one thing, I will not forget. Then he says in the next verse, "I'll tell you how much I love you. Your name is graven on my hands." I know my people. So I want us to think about that and think about several things, and then the lesson will be yours. The first thing I want us to think about is that the love of a mother is powerful. A love that a mother should have for her child should be a powerful love. If you take your Bible, look if you will, in 2 Samuel 21. And you'll find that there is a woman at this time named Rizpah. And when you take your Bible and you read from the Bible, you'll find that this woman had her own children put to death. Her own sons. And you'll find that this woman, as she watches her sons put to death, watches them die, and even after they're dead, she tends to their bodies, so that the wolves will not come down and take of their body or desecrate their body. So the birds wouldn't fly down and eat of their flesh. This mother stayed on a hillside for months, making sure that the body was not desecrated. Can you imagine the love of a mother watching her children as they decompose, and yet she's still there to make sure that a bird does not partake of her son's body or a wolf does not partake of her son's body? That is a deep love. But then if you take your Bible, turn again, and this time turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. And in 2 Kings chapter 4, you'll remember there was a woman who was from Shunem. And you remember at first she had trouble having a child, and Elijah the prophet said, you will have a child. And after Elisha made that prophecy, a year later she does have a child. But what happens in 2 Kings 4:19? The child is out in the field with the father, and he has a headache. And what does the mother, or what does the father say? Carry him to his mother. Oh, I've always thought that statement so powerful. I've often thought about how a mother can comfort her child. When I was a young man, when I was hurt, you know who I wanted? I wanted mama. One time I went to daddy and I showed daddy a cut on my arm. I said, daddy, it's hurting. He stepped on my foot and said, your arm don't hurt so bad now, does it? So after that, I quit going to daddy. I went to mama. Because mama would put me up on her lap and mama would hug me and mama would say, it's going to be okay. And I didn't want to see daddy. I wanted mama. And a mother can comfort you. So when I think of a mother's love, I see a love that is powerful. And I see a love that is comforting. But I'll tell you a third thing I see. When I look at a mother's love, I see that it never stops. You ever thought about when your child, you give birth and you look at that little baby, how your heart is so full. And yet, as you're raising that child, the whole time you're raising that child, you're preparing to let go one day. That you're doing your best to teach them right from wrong, and you love the hugs, you love when they snuggle, you love when they come to you, you love when they want to spend time with you, but you realize one day they're going to grow up and go away. And I'll tell you, a mother's love doesn't stop when they go away. A mother still worries about a child. No matter how old you are, your mother still loves you and is concerned about you. As long as she lives, she's concerned about the one she gave birth to. But I'll tell you something else. A mother's love is patient. You ever notice when a child goes astray, it's a mother who will stay and wait for the child. Now, a father will as well, but I'll tell you, I've often thought about how many times have you seen someone who've committed a great crime, and you look at a picture on television of the courtroom, and nobody's sitting beside the young man who may have committed this great crime, but you look behind him, and you'll see his mother. She's the last one to give up on him. And a true mother is patient. She wants her child to be made right. She wants him to come back to the Lord. A mother that is spiritual wants him to be that what he ought to be or she ought to be. And a mother's love will take you back. I've thought about the times I've popped off and said things, and yet my mother showed such compassion. And I've thought about how a mother's love is gracious. And you know what, my friend? It's a great sin to forget about a mother's love. It's a great sin to forget about a parent's love. It's a great sin to forget about God's love. Look in Deuteronomy chapter 32. And when you come to Deuteronomy 32, look at what he says in verse 18. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. It's a great sin to forget God. And I'll tell you, it's a great sin to forget about parents who've made great sacrifices for you to teach you right from wrong. That's why the Bible instructs us, honor your father and mother. And you know, there's no time limit on that. As long as they're living, you show them honor. You respect them. You take care of them. Have you ever thought about a mother's love? How powerful it is. How it never stops. How it provides. How it takes you back. But then think about God. Because no one loves you more than God. Not even your mother. God's love is greater than even your mother's love. Take your Bible and look in the book of John and the 15th chapter. And when you come to John chapter 15, look at what Jesus had to say. And notice He says this in a very clear manner. In John 15:13, He says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Now I tell you, I've heard and seen and thought about mothers who've laid down their life for their children. But I'll tell you, my friend, Jesus laid down His life so you can have eternal life. Take your Bible and look in the Roman letter and the 5th chapter. In Romans chapter 5, look at what is said in verse 8. "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." How much does God love you? He allowed His Son to die for you. He allowed His only begotten to put on robes of flesh and live as a man, be tempted as a man, and then to go to a cross and to shed His blood so that your sins can be forgiven. And when you look at a mother's love, you may be astonished, but I'll tell you what amazes me even more than a mother's love is to see the God, the Father loves us, and yet how many of us are like the people of Judah? We do not think about God's love. We're not mindful of what He's done for us. We take every breath for granted. We take every day for granted. And we never show appreciation. How many people in this world today just look and mock at God? They laugh at those who believe in God. But God's love is powerful. And God's love is a love that is patient. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says that God is not slack concerning His promise. What promise? The second coming of His Son. But is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You want to see a picture of patience? Look at God. He's long-suffering. He's given us another day so that we can make our life right. But God is a providing God. You know, sometimes we just get our wants and our needs mixed up because we live in such a prosperous country. We think there's a lot of things we need that really is just wants. And I want to know, how often do we take for granted not just the material blessings, but the spiritual blessings we have? But I'll tell you something about God's love. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Oh, you may be lost. You may never reciprocate the love of God. You may never do God's will, and you may be condemned, and you may fall into His wrath. But never forget this, what Paul says in Romans chapter 8. Paul says, "What then shall we say in verse 31? If God is for us, who can be against us?" And then he said he didn't spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? And then drop down to verse 38. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In Christ Jesus, nothing separates us from us. Our sin separates us from God, but nothing separates us from God's love for us. You ever thought about, if we go to hell, it's because we didn't love God. It's not because God didn't love us. And God has went to great lengths to show His love. One last thought, the lesson is: when you read your Bible and you think about God's love, and you think about God's mercy, and you think about what God has done, you remember one thing. What separates you from God is not anything God has done. It's our own decision. When my mother died, I've often thought about who would you want to judge you in the final day? And I thought, I'd just love to see my mama be the judge. Because who could love you more than your mother? And then it hit me. My Lord loves me more even than my mama. As much as my mama sacrificed for me, as much as she did for me, as much as she went out of her way to show she loved me, no one loves you more than God. There was a little girl who one time went up to her mother who always wore formal gloves. And she said, Mama, why do you wear formal gloves? And she took off her glove and then her hands were just scarred. And she said, Mama, why are your hands so ugly? And she said, when you were a baby, the house was on fire. And I had to reach through the fire to get you. And they burned my hands. The little girl took her mama's hand and said, Mama, your hands are beautiful. And I'll tell you something. You want to see beauty, look at the hands of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know why they were nailed? Because He loved you. How can you reject the love of God? Because no one loves you more than the God of heaven. If you need to obey the gospel, we come as together we stand.